Hello everyone. Wonderful to see you. So I hope the internet is going to be okay. I'm joining from Nepal and I actually I'm not able to connect directly to the internet. I don't have an Ethernet cable for the laptop that I'm working with. So fingers crossed. It will okay. So today's practice is a very simple practice. We're actually going to repeat what we did last session, which is having this Maha Mudra view of really relaxing, allowing, resting in awareness itself. And then within that sort of expansive quality of mind, just allowing whatever is arising. We're going to bring our awareness to the breath. The practice instruction is that we're not focusing, we're not concentrating, but we're just simply aware of the breath as we breathe in, as we breathe out, and then noticing the gap in between breaths. So I hope that's kind of straightforward. And we see our offer guidance as we go through. I'm just going to bring up the screen share. Give me a moment to open. I'm very sorry, I'm on a different laptop to the one that I'm usually on. Why is that not working now? Tell you what. We can do this without the screen share, can't we? We all know refuge and bodhicitta. Yeah, and dedicate.
Yes, we can do that.
Let's just go ahead. Thank goodness for doing something simple today. So I'm just going to just to make sure when you're under pressure, that's when you forget what you're chanting. I just want to make sure I got the English right. Okay, here we go. All set. So let's begin and just settling the mind and the body first of all. Bringing the awareness to the posture, relaxing the body. Relaxing the mind. Simply being. And then bringing to mind our motivation for practicing today. Sitting into the heart. Bringing to mind the sources of refuge, the Buddha, the teacher, the Dharma, the path, the teachings, and the Sangha, those who show the way. And arousing bodhicitta, the wish that all beings may recognize their true nature. Just arousing this conviction that we'll practice today to help all beings find genuine happiness, genuine peace, to recognize their true nature. We'll recite refuge and bodhicitta twice in Tibetan and once in English. Sangye chidang sukhi chonang chang chu padu tang ni yap su chi dagi jin so e chi pe Sanangi Ula Pinchi Sange Drupansho Sange Chidang Soki Chonamina Chanju Badu Dani Yatsuchi Dagi jin soe jibe sunangi Rula benche sange bupashu. In the Buddha, Dharma, and Supreme Assembly, I take refuge until enlightenment is achieved. May the merit of my generosity and other virtuous deeds lead to Buddhahood, for the welfare of all beings, and the four immeasurables. Sim chin tam chi te wa dun te we gu dan den bai gu chi dun nao dan dun nao gi gu dan dra wa gu chi Do now may be the Wadamba, thine in Dravagichi, nearing Jagdani Dandrawe, Tanyom Jimbula Nepagichi. Simjin Tamji de Wadam. The way you done in Baguchi, do now done, do now be, you done draw Baguchi, do now may be the Wadampa, done in draw Baguchi. Nearing Jagdani Dandrawe, Danyom Jambula Nibaguchi. May all sentient beings have happiness and its causes. May they be free from suffering and its causes. May they never be parted from sublime bliss, free from suffering. May they dwell in great equanimity, free from attachment and aversion to those near and far. And just resting the body and mind, And here we're not changing anything in our experience, just simply being. Undistracted. Resting in presence. Then bringing awareness to whatever sensations are arising in the body. Knowing the body sitting. Knowing the body, the contact with the cushion and the chair, any sensations arising, maybe pockets of tension relaxing and opening. Now bringing awareness to the body as you're breathing. Maybe noticing the rising and falling of the chest, the abdomen. Or maybe noticing the sensations around the nostril. Just aware of the whole body breathing. Without concentrating or focusing the mind, just being a little bit more present with the inhalation and with the exhalation. Knowing that you're breathing in as you're breathing in, and that you're breathing out as you're breathing out. When you do this, you might start to notice a gap at the end of the exhalation, before the next inhalation. Just aware of what is. If we rest in this way, we can allow thoughts, emotions to arise. But at the same time, we're not getting swept away by them. Just allowing them to be known. And while retaining some thread of connection with the breath. We notice the mind's being distracted. It's really nothing more to do. Simply be. Noticing the mind. Knowing the experience of grief. Connecting body and mind. happening in this practice? Anything can arise in the mind. Really makes no difference to awareness. The body continues to breathe. We can just stay connected using the anchor of the breath. This balance of being relaxed and at ease. Yet undisturbed. As we come towards the end of the session, connecting again with the motivation that we brought to mind at the beginning of the session. In this aspiration that through this practice, all beings may come home to their true nature. All beings may recognize their innate well-being. So with this wish, this heartfelt wish, we can dedicate any virtue that comes from practicing together. Like the four-line dedication. By this merit, may all attain omniscience and defeat the enemy wrongdoing from the stormy waves of birth, old age, sickness, and death, from the ocean of existence. May all beings be free. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you
so much, Khun Sang Lao. Obrigada.
Thanks. Have a beautiful day, everyone.
To see everyone.
You all. Thank you, Khun Sang.
Thank you, Khun Sang.
Thank you,
Khun Sang.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.